Everyone knows that much of the nation's gold is at Fort Knox. Or is it? That's the question many wondered a few decades back. We get to the bottom of the story on today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
There's lots of gold at Fort Knox. Or is there?
Rumors came to a head in the early 70s that there was no gold in the gold vault, and that's because of an action taken by President Nixon.
Local historian Paul Urbans explains that in the 1960s, French President Charles de Gaulle wanted to exchange his country's U.S. currency for gold. Nixon suspended the ability to convert dollars into gold, though, in 1971.
So automatically, people started thinking, if foreign countries can't turn their money into gold, maybe there is no gold.
As a result, the vault was open to some members of the general public.
In 1974, media and some of the congressmen and so forth were allowed in to inspect to make sure that there was, in fact, gold still left in the gold vault.
Paul says there's another reason, though, to believe the gold is all there.
Now, the gold at Fort Knox is coin gold. It's made up of melting down gold coins and gold trinkets and things like that. I am firmly convinced that all the original gold that was shipped there is still there, simply because we're the only country in the world with coined gold.
Paul is a retired member of the military from Fort Knox. His job once afforded him the opportunity to go inside that vault.
I never did want to go in there because they make you sign a book saying that you will not say anything about anything you've seen or anything you've heard on that visit.
And Paul never wanted his name on any such piece of paper. Traveling the countryside near Fort Knox, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCrae.